Well, I think, I mean, from the Israeli side, the strikes are ongoing with similar kind of intensity as the past few days. And as we saw from virtually day two, targeting civilian infrastructure, assassinations of senior Iranian military, as well as others, civilians as well, academic scientists, etc. So from the Israeli side, that continues. Would, you know, except for that change, as I say, on the second day of targeting specifically civilian targets as well, not much more of a change. I think the change is from the Iranian side, and that has, you know, if we look at the pattern from day one until now, day six, that every night, basically, the Iranians incrementally increase the intensity of the attacks and missiles that they use. So last night, they used the Fatah 1 missile, for example, which is extremely fast. I think it takes about 8 minutes from Iran to an Israeli target. Evaded about 12 interceptors. So from the Iranian side, there's definitely a slow but an increase in the intensity and the manner in which they're responding. Mm.
Now, we have seen this interaction and exchange of missiles between Israel and Iran for the last few days. And, you know, a lot of people are watching on social media or live streams of what's going on from various countries as well. And, you know, some of the important questions that people are asking is that can this interaction that we are seeing between Israel and Iran lead to full-scale war, firstly, between the two nations, but also potentially inching us closer to what could turn out to be another world war?
Yeah, I like the word that you use. It's this kind of interaction of missiles. So up to now, certainly from the Iranian perspective, up to now, what it is aggressive action by Israel and a response by Iran. That's how the Iranians view it. It's not at the level of a full-scale war. The possibility that it gets there, yes, it's quite possible, depending on how the Israelis continue. If the Israelis kind of increase the intensity of their attacks, and if we see more assassinations as well, then there's a possibility that the Iranians will respond also by ramping things up, and that could lead to a full-scale war. The other wild card, of course, is the United States and what they will do. I mean, the United States can, you know, in a matter of hours, literally, or less, convert this act of aggression and response, convert that into a full-scale war and possibly even a regional war. If the U.S. gets involved, then it will be extremely messy. Mm.
Now, we've seen very undiplomatic statements by Mr. Donald Trump on social media regarding this interaction, if you can say, between Iran and Israel. And, you know, warning the residents of Tehran to evacuate, kind of saying that, you know, there is going to potentially be a strike on Iran. Is there still room at the moment for diplomacy to kind of solve the situation?
Well, Trump's tweets after that, of course, got even worse. Basically threatening Ayatollah Khamenei, and then talking about how we have control over the skies over Iran, basically saying that the U.S. is doing it with Israel, you know, the ultimate truth of that is not the issue. It's what he's saying. So it seems, you know, the past 12 hours or so, it seems that the United States is now moving in the direction of getting involved. Your question about whether there's still space for diplomacy. So while Trump tweets these ridiculous things, threatening, etc., he also says that he's sending his vice president, J.D. Vance, and his envoy, Witkoff, to Iran to meet with the leadership there. Now, you know, that can mean any of a number of things, because he also tweeted to the Iranians, surrender now. if Vance and Witkoff are going to Tehran to say surrender now, there's no chance for diplomacy. Mm. And that's the end of it. If they're going there to say, look, we understand that you're under attack, and so you've paused the sixth round of talks, but we intend on continuing with that. What will it take to continue? And the Iranians say, well, get the Israelis to stop bombing us, and then we can talk immediately thereafter. Then there is a chance for diplomacy. Mm. But a lot of that, you know, whether there can be diplomacy or diplomatic solution depends on whether Israel stops its aggression, basically.